Welcome to Green Connections Radio, where we are talking innovation with movers and shakers in the energy and sustainability space. These leaders come from all sectors: government, business, academia, advocacy, the arts, and the media. Some are entrepreneurs and authors, and some, like our guest today, are from rating kinds of companies that help us figure out what everybody else is doing vis-a-vis their environmental footprint. I'm Joan Michelson. You benefit from my extensive network of C-level executives and transformers, and my many years in the media and Fortune 500 companies. This is the season for gift giving and lots of entertaining and dining out. So how do we make really eco-friendly choices as we're doing this gift giving? And how do we choose restaurants to dine out in and to have our parties in that have a low carbon footprint that align with our values? Today, we are talking to Linda Chipperfield, who is Vice President of Marketing for Green Seal. And Green Seal, by the way, in case you didn't know, is an eco-label system, as I just kind of alluded to. And they help us identify the environmental impact of various ways that we spend our money. These are both products and services. We are here today at iHeartRadio Studio in Rockville, Maryland. Welcome to Green Connections, Linda.
Thanks very much, Joan. It's nice talking to you.
Thank you. So you guys have these great rating systems that help us figure out how to spend our money in ways that are aligned with our eco-friendly values. So talk a little bit about the restaurant piece. I love your new restaurant guide that I think you guys just came out with. So talk a little bit about your criteria and how you evaluate these restaurants.
Well, thanks, Joan. And it's great to be with you. This is a good season to for gift giving and entertaining, but it's also a great time to demonstrate sustainability and to show people how serious you really are about being green. Entertaining is a big part of that. What Green Seal does is certify restaurants that meet pretty strict criteria, pretty strict standard for sustainability, both for human health and for environmental health. And we look at a lot of different areas of a restaurant's footprint, so to speak. The biggest impact of a restaurant is the food, from how it's grown and shipped to the storage and the preparation, and then finally to the waste, whether it's composted or thrown away. That's the largest impact that a restaurant can have. We've been working with the restaurant industry for about 10 years, and we did a life cycle study of the footprints of the restaurant industry, which is really huge. So what you want to do is look at the menu and see what it says about local or organically grown items. Ask the restaurant if they compost. I mean, this really helps divert a tremendous amount of waste. You can also ask which farms the restaurants work with and how much of the food comes from them. A lot of times a restaurant will say that they source locally, but it's not really clear how much food actually comes from the farms. You might need to dig a little bit. Sometimes the communication hasn't been updated for a while and may not be accurate, so you want to make sure if you're going to plan a party there or have a big family gathering there that you're really getting what they're telling you.
So like if they say we have sustainable seafood, what is sustainable seafood? I mean, how do you really know what that means and whether they're telling you the truth or just using buzzwords?
It's not easy. You have to take their word for it. Often there are certifications involved. The Marine Stewardship Council is a certification for seafood. So you can ask the restaurant if the seafood is certified. You can ask them if it's local. You just have to ask a lot of questions about it.
Is organic food certified organic in a restaurant like it is in the supermarket?
Yes, yes. The word organic is one of those few words that can't be thrown around. If you call the food that you're serving or the food that you're buying in the grocery store, if it has the word organic on it, it has to be certified by the USDA. So it's not something they can just claim.
So you mentioned transportation. I presume that's around local or imported from someplace, right?
Right. Of course, the farther food has to ship, the higher footprint it has. So you really want to look for food that is grown and purchased locally. It has a big impact on the footprint of your event.
You know, not all local farms are organic. I mean, just because it's local doesn't mean that it's necessarily environmentally sound, does it?
No, that's true. That's true. And not all of the food that you might want for your party is available locally, or some of it is not available in organic form. So
that's a good point. You have to figure out on your menu, really, you have to talk to them when you decide on your menu and say, okay, so do I need to adapt any of this if I want to make sure to not have any items on our menu that require being shipped in from someplace, right?
Yeah, and that's not easy. I mean, you're looking at seasonal options. It's a lot of times in the winter, there's not that much to choose from. So we look at both locally grown and organic food options when we are certifying a restaurant. A lot of restaurants grow their own produce, which is really great because it's not only they're watching it very closely. It's very fresh and it's obviously very local.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked a little bit about food waste. I was fascinated. I spoke recently at the Corporate Responsibility Association conference, and MGM Resorts made a presentation about a technology that they're in the process of developing that's in a prototype, I believe, now, that could help reduce food waste. So what can, if I'm, planning an office party at a hotel or at a restaurant, what are the questions to ask to find out about the food waste? You mentioned composting a little bit, but there's also what goes on in the kitchen, et cetera. So how does that, what are the questions to ask?
I think it's very simple. You can ask if they compost. A lot of communities have mandatory composting. I don't think that D.C. is one of those yet, but you can ask them if they do. Ask them if they take measures to reduce the amount of wasted food in the kitchen. Ask them if they donate extra food to local shelters and local communities. I mean, you just have to ask a lot of questions. There's composting. There's about 9 states in the U.S. that have composting requirements. And it's great because it tremendously reduces the amount of waste that goes to landfill. And it's also really rich material that makes great soil and, is a great fertilizer. So,
Well, and there's also companies that are trying to use more what they're calling ugly fruit and produce that is not as pretty as some of the big markets require. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the location a little bit because obviously, these are buildings, and buildings use an enormous amount of resources. So are there questions about the HVAC system or the energy profile of the space?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. As I said earlier, part of what we look at when we certify a restaurant is the food, and it's a major part of it. But we also, when a restaurant applies for Green Seal certification, we look at what they're buying besides the food. We look at the paper and the cleaning products that they're buying, appliances, linen services that they are using, and a lot of other things. We also look at how much energy and water they use, how much waste they produce, their training and their communications. It's a very comprehensive certification, and we look at their schedules and their invoices and their timesheets.
Why do you look at that? Why do you look at the schedules and invoices and communications?
We look at schedules to make sure that they have procedures for, when to turn the lights on, how to rotate the inventory that's in the refrigerator. We look at invoices to make sure that they are actually buying what they say they're buying. It's not easy for your average consumer to do this kind of research. So you kind of have to be a detective and ask a lot of questions, especially if you're going to have a party there, because you really want to know. If you're telling your friends, we're going to have a green party, you want to know that that's what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have a guide out now. Tell us about some of the places that rated really high and things to stay away from?
The certified restaurants that we have right now are all in the Chicago area, because it was a thing that the city of Chicago put together. The mayor of Chicago endorsed it and helped the restaurants get there. But it's not all just about us certifying. It's, you know, we created this comprehensive guide so that restaurants can do it on their own as well. And like I said, it encompasses all the different areas where you would have an environmental footprint. There's a lot of energy that is used in a food service establishment. There can be a lot of wasted water. So the techniques that you use for dishwashing, for defrosting foods, we look at all of that. And the standard that we have for restaurants is actually free to download from our restaurant, from our website. So it can be used as a guide for any restaurant that wants to be greener and wants to be more sustainable.
Cool. So now, just briefly, tell us a little bit about, if people want to buy gifts that have a reduced carbon footprint. We've talked to some folks in toys and some other industries, but tell us what GreenSeal recommends for a gift buying strategy.
We look at a lot of different things, not just energy, not just the carbon footprint. We try to look at things from a holistic perspective and look at the whole environmental footprint. In terms of gifts, generally, people have a lot of stuff. A lot of people have enough stuff. And what we're seeing lately is the trend is toward giving to charity in the name of the person that you want to give a gift to. The NRDC has a great green gifts website that has a lot of links to sites that you can donate to promote green living. They also focus on reducing greenhouse gases in order to try to slow climate change. Another thing is to give somebody an experience instead of just another thing. We've seen research that shows experiences make people happier than just material things. These can be affordable gifts, and they can also be very memorable. If you really feel like you have to give a wrapped gift, give them something of your own, you know, something that you treasure, something you made, maybe something that you have been collecting. It's sustainable because it doesn't require something new be manufactured in its place. If you absolutely have to buy something, look at what it's made of, who made it, how far it traveled to get to you. It's really kind of the same philosophy as what we look at with restaurants. Buy local, buy organic if you can. Don't patronize companies that have questionable practices that might be abusing their workers. If you can't find out the information about something that you want to buy, then we recommend don't buy it.
One of my favorite places, and I promise they didn't pay me to say this, is 10,000 Villages, because they sell artifacts made by fair trade artists around the world, and they help those indigenous people grow their own local economies and lift the economies up. So
yeah,
I love
good,
those. Those are great. Yeah,
example.
And I love what you said. Experiences make people happier. I think that's true. I think that's very true. Well, thank you so much, Linda. This has been really great, and your tips are really terrific. So thank you very much for joining us, and I hope you have a great, happy holiday, Linda Chipperfield of GreenSeal. So what did you hear Linda say? Have you decided on some gifts? Have you already started gift buying or planning your holiday party? Where did you decide to have it? Did you think about the source of the sustainable food, or if they said it was sustainable? Tell us what you heard Linda say. Post it to us on Twitter at Joan Michelson or on our Facebook page. And please like the page while you're there. Or write it to us on iTunes when you leave us a review. And please subscribe while you're there. Find us online on greenconnectionsradio.com. Tune in, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio, she says, from the iHeartRadio studio in Rockville, Maryland. I'm Joan Michelson. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.
Hi, my name is David Goldberg, president of Edge Studio, a voiceover company. We oversee professional narrators and voice actors for sales videos, training videos, telephone pre-recorded systems, commercials, web videos, and all applications requiring voiceover. And in fact, for over 20 years and in over 100 languages, we have been considered the most trusted and the friendliest leader in the voiceover industry. We're a green company with efforts toward sustainability at all of our studio locations. EdgeStudio.com. Sound people who are happy to help.